Hey, friends. We have thoughts. Podcast about movies. And we're talking about the 2016 Oscars. I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Joy.
There's other people here.
We really need to figure out an order for that.
We do.
And today's movie is Brooklyn. It was nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Saoirse Ronan, Best Adapted Screenplay, and it got 3 noms total, but 0 wins. So Anna and I had seen this before, but this was Joy's first time.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
It was so cute.
I knew you were going to love it. I knew it.
I loved it. I cried. I was happy. I laughed a lot. It was so good. I really enjoyed it. It was just like overall like very pleasant up until the sad shit happened. And then I was like, wow, that was really sad. It went from like really happy to like really sad. But overall, it was really sweet.
I had been putting it off watching it. We've been doing so well at recording these and busting them out and getting them out. I'm quite proud of us.
Same.
But at the same time, I start to rebel a little. I'm like, I don't want to be told what to watch.
Oh my God. Oh my Lanta.
I get this way when I'm watching like a long series. Like, I've been watching this for months. I don't want to watch it anymore. So that's what I was feeling this past week. I was like, I don't want to have to watch something. Like, can I just keep watching this season of Big Brother that I'm watching? It was so good, by the way. So I kept putting it off, and I finally watched it late Thursday night. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep, and I'll finish it tomorrow morning, whatever. Nope, I was up watching it. I was engaged. I forgot how much I liked this movie.
It was really good. Like, I kind of knew what to expect, but I didn't really know much about it other than, like, Saoirse Ronan. And she actually gets to use her natural accent, like,
which is, she's really great. She's really, she's a quality actress.
That's literally my biggest note was, I think she's remarkable. And I think she's going to surpass, like, Meryl Streep in nominations and wins. And I think she's going to, like, we're so lucky to get to witness the start of her career. Yeah.
And she's still young, so she has a lot of acting growing to do. She's just going to get better from here, and that's...
Exactly.
That's great. I'm happy for her. I think she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's really able to, like, carry a movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's, she has been since she was a little girl. Like, Atonement? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Atonement.
That was all her.
Oh, my God.
But pivoting back to what you said about her accent, this actually isn't her real accent.
It's really?
It's a bit different.
Just because of the time period?
No, it's just regional. She's from Dublin, and this is more country.
Oh, okay.
But it is an Irish accent. But
yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah.
I didn't know that she was born in Brooklyn. I mean, she was born in Manhattan, was she? Yeah,
in
she was
New York.
New York, I think. I don't know what. I legit thought she was.
Wait, Saoirse Ronan or the character?
Yeah, she was born in New York. And then
raised in Dublin.
Like, she was, like, a little baby when they moved or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's cool. Like, what a full circle moment for her, you know, to be in this movie where she's, like, playing an immigrant and stuff. I loved her green coat that she wore in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many good fashion moments.
But the green
coat all the fashion moments. I was surprised it wasn't nominated for costume design. Because, like, all of the fashion was great.
It was all so beautiful. But what I also loved about it was that it wasn't, like, figure forming, and it wasn't flattering in today's sense of things. Uh-huh. So I was like, wow, Saoirse Ronan looks so boxy in this dress, but it's a beautiful dress and she looks beautiful, but it makes her look a little more boxy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I love how they're being true to the style and the decade. And it was really great.
Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Everything. The fit of everything was, like, really nice, and the tailoring was really good. So I'm really surprised, because this is literally, like, costume design bait for Oscars. Because it's a period piece. It has lots of different characters and lots of costumes. So I'm like, I don't know why it wouldn't be nominated on there.
What else was nominated?
With with I mean, other than Saoirse Ronan in the adapted screenplay, it didn't really, maybe just wasn't big enough, I guess. I don't know.
What else was
when I watched it, like, I was like, that was a really well-made movie, but, like, it was fine. Like, there wasn't anything, like, spectacular to me. It kind of felt like, you know how Bridge of Spies was a dad movie? Maybe this was the mom movie of the year. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
It's good quality, solid, but all right. Nothing, like, extraordinary.
Yeah, I know, because the story in parts gets predictable and, like, there's some aspects of it that you kind of, like, you feel like you already know.
Yeah.
So I could see that as far as, like, story-wise. I did like the story. I just don't necessarily think that at this point in film that it's the most innovative.
No.
But I think it was an interesting story to tell.
Yeah. It wasn't anything new or groundbreaking.
I love Julie Foster.
Compared to the other nominees, it's a quieter film.
Yeah.
That's it's a true. Softer film. But people ate this up because Saoirse Ronan was nominated for 51 awards throughout the season.
They really love her. She's great.
That's nuts.
I think this is the first one that really kind of propelled her forward.
I agree.
This was after, you know, she'd done her child acting and they were like, oh, she's also a leading lady. She's not a leading child. She's a leading lady.
And I think, like you said, with Meryl Streep, like, she probably, anything she's in, well, she'll probably get nominated for, more or less. And I think she'll deserve it because she's that great.
Yeah. She's my dad's favorite actress of the time, of right now.
That's like, cute.
That's adorable. Yeah.
Well, who's your favorite actress?
Usually say Allison Janney.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that's good. That's a quality answer. I love her very much.
Who?
Carrie Mulligan. I love her very much.
Oh, I love Carrie Mulligan, too.
That's my girl.
Joy?
I think right now it's Charlize Theron.
That's a good choice.
She's great.
She's been quality for a long time. I've watched her stuff for a long time. One of my first, like, movie-watching experiences was Mighty Jo Young.
Oh, my God, that was her.
Do y'all want to hear an embarrassing story about
that? Yes.
Okay, so in kindergarten, kindergarten, first grade-ish, I had my friends believing that I was the real Grand Duchess Anastasia. Paula. And then I also had them believe that I knew every word to that lullaby in Mighty Jo Young. And I would just make up words and, like, sing it.
Oh, my God.
Like, Anna, can you teach me the lullaby to Mighty Jo Young? I was like, I don't know. It's, like, hard to learn.
I feel like that's, isn't that one time where you, like, told people you wrote this pop song, but, like, you didn't at all?
I thought I wrote it.
Okay.
Because it was stuck in my head.
Of course it's stuck in your head. Oh, I wrote a song.
Because my friends and I, we were starting a group. We were going to write songs. And so I would write songs, and I say that in quotations, like, they were really bad poems. And I had these words stuck in my head, and I just, like, I was like, oh my God, guys, I wrote this song. And it's that song, oh God, I can never remember what it's called.
Vertical Horizon is the band.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the song, but I remember it came on the radio and we were like, you told me the story, and I could not get over it.
So,
words are powerful, Anna. People believe you. They trust you.
I guess I have a trustworthy face.
Clearly. I mean, I trust you, kinda.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
She's starting to learn the hidden twinkle in the eye.
Oh, my land.
After 20 plus years, you would think you would catch on.
Yeah, but there's a lot of years in there that I didn't even see you, so.
That's true.
Plus, you were, like, the girl over there that, like, wouldn't shut up. So, it's whatever.
Saoirse Ronan.
I love Julie Walters. That's what I was going to say. I love her. She is such a gem.
Correction, Dame Julie Walters.
Oh, my.
She's a dame?
Excuse me, ma'am.
She is a dame. She is also Dame Molly Weasley for life. And also Dame What's-Her-Face in Mamma Mia.
That's so great, Mamma Mia. Oh, my God. She's so, I love her.
There was supposed to be a spinoff of this from this movie, her character in this movie. The BBC had commissioned a spinoff of this show, of this movie, of her character and the boarding house. And
that would have been great.
And Julie Walters was signed to play. Like, she was all in, but it just never moved forward.
That sucks.
Yeah. Because that would have been great.
Oh, that would have been a great show. Honestly, if the category wasn't so packed, I would have probably put her into supporting actress, too. Because she was really good. Oh, she's so
great. I love any other year, she would have been there.
Yeah. She was definitely, like, a scene stealer, for sure.
The guy who played, was it Tony was his name?
Yeah.
Okay. He's adorable.
Emily Cohen.
That's his name. He was really great too.
That was the cutest shit I've ever seen. Them flirting together. I was like, bitch, she ain't having none of it, but she secretly loves it. Like, he's trying so hard. He's like pouring his whole heart out there for her. And she is not having it.
Oh my God.
And it was adorable. It was so cute. I hate that I fall for this dumb romantic shit, but I was like, I'm all over this. I love it. Please love each other forever. This is beautiful. So when, like, spoiler alert, she goes back to Ireland.
I think it's...
Yeah. To the love of my life.
I know. I was like, yeah. She's stealing Anna's man. Wow. Oh my God.
I forgot this was the year of Donald Gleason. Because he was, like, everywhere this year. Yeah. Because he was in Star Wars, he was in this, he was in The Revenant.
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina. Yeah, he was everywhere in 2016. Wow. And I was loving it.
Oh my God. when she went over and she was like kind of starting to fall for him, I was like, ma'am, you have a very devoted man way over there, thousands of miles away, like ready to marry you or whatever. Except for the fact that, like, when he was like kind of pressuring her into marrying him. That was the only moment that I was like, sir, calm your tits. She'll be back. Like,
he was really scared she wouldn't be.
No, I know. And with good reason. But at the same time, like, she's her own person. Oh, she has very strong convictions, obviously, because she wasn't just bending to anybody's will. And I was like, if that's what she wants, she will be back for you. So, like, chill the fuck out.
But do you think if she wouldn't have married him, she would have gone back?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Great question. I think that I want to say that she would, because so much of the things that were going right for her when she came back home was, like, to please other people, not necessarily to fulfill herself.
But that was everything she had wanted before she left.
Yeah, but she's not the same person anymore. Not, like, I mean, she's still, like, the essence of her is still there, but, like, she's grown and she's changed, and so, like, it doesn't necessarily mean she wants the same things there, you know?
Fair.
To me, it would feel more like a responsibility to stay there and make all these other people happy. Rather than, like, go after something that you've committed to, that you've built on your own.
I think if Donald Gleason wasn't there, she probably would have definitely left. Because part of her staying there was him, and only really because, what's her name? Miss Kelly, who is messy, by the way.
Fuck that bitch.
Because Miss Kelly like, oh, I know you're married. Like, she got caught, so, like, she kind of had to leave at that point. So I feel like, not to say that she's a bad person and she would have just, you know, like, lied for a long time, but I don't know. I think just everything falls into place how it was supposed to fall into place, you know?
I just love Donald Gleason. I don't know how you leave him. How do you leave that tall drink of water?
I have a question. What was, when she worked at the department store, what was that tube thing? She, like, put something in and it went, like, what was that? What was she putting in there?
I think it was money. I think that's how they would pay. Yeah. They would send it down to the people who would,
because they wouldn't
trust women with money.
Yeah. Because someone gave her money and then she put it in there.
I guess I didn't pay attention to that part. I was like, what's happening?
Was it just me or, like, I don't know. I kind of got the feeling that, like, Donald Gleason's character had something happening with Saoirse's sister, with Rose.
Really?
I kind of felt that way because the way I mean, the way he talked about her and the way, like, everybody was like, oh, we really loved your sister and, like, the family together and stuff like that. I don't know. To me, I got an inkling of that. So that's just something that I felt. So I was like, it felt even weirder to me for him to be, like, after, like, her sister. Because it was like, okay, so I didn't get to marry Rose. So, like, now we're going for second place here.
Oh, wow. I didn't feel that at all.
Me either.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, I just got that vibe.
I felt like he was using her sister, his vague knowledge of her to get closer to her.
Uh-huh.
Like, my mom knew her.
Yeah.
So let's keep talking because I kind of knew your sister. Mm. But you know what I need, and I need it right now, is a modern Irish love story with them two.
That'd be so cute.
I need to live vicariously through Saoirse Ronan.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't need it, but I wouldn't mind it. Would I watch it? Maybe.
I need it.
I think what this movie is interesting, it poses the question, like, what makes a place a home? Is it like where you grew up and your family, or is it like people you make into your family, new adventure? Like, it's a great question. What makes a home? What makes a place a home?
Yeah, because that was her big decision at the end. It was like, is this my home where I grew up, or is my home now where I've made something of myself?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's good. So I guess in that regard, that whole like question of in the movie is really interesting.
It really made me think a lot about how like I have, or just like the immigrant experience in general, even though this is like one specific experience to this culture at one specific time and place. But I think it's really interesting, especially where we're at in the general time, that like I've had family that will like move to the US and like work and save up and whatever. And then they'll actually go back home and just stay home because they've already like gotten enough for like what they need. Like they wanted to buy a house or they wanted to get, you know, some land or blah, 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 whatever. And they just won't come back. So it's really interesting, like her trying to like figure out like, do I want to stay here? Do I want to go back? Like, what do I do? Because like, all the family is there back at home.
Her past.
But like, you've also made some new things here.
Do you maybe think maybe because it was at the time especially harder to come from there here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still just as difficult. I mean, not necessarily like on a boat for how many weeks, but like it's still a very difficult thing to do.
Well, I guess that answers the question. To them, their home is that country. And so they'll do whatever they can to get back there. Whereas her, she wasn't feeling home there. So she's like, I got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? I also think a lot of it was, God damn it. God. I thought I'm literally watching it fly away from me.
Shut up.
I think a lot of it is expectation too. And
yes.
Thing, like, this is my home. This is where I was born. This is where I grew up.
Yeah.
This is all I know. And do I stick with that definition of home and what's expected of me now that my mother is alone? I'm expected to take care of her. I'm expected to do this. I'm expected to do that. Or do I go and live my life?
Right.
Yeah. I guess it depends on who you are as a person and, I guess because also she was maybe in her mind, like she wasn't the oldest person. So Rose was. So Rose felt that she needed to stay there and be there for her mom. Whereas Saoirse Ronan wasn't. So she had a little bit of a freedom to just kind of like not be.
Although I do think that since they were talking about like Rose was ill and she knew she was ill for a while, I'm like, I think she knew she was ill.
Oh yeah,
a long time before, and that's why she took the chance on like pushing her sister to go out.
She wanted her to have that life.
Yeah, because she knew that she couldn't because she was sick.
Also,
I understand that
this is based on a book by Colm Tóibín. I'm pronouncing that wrong because there's an accent in there, and I don't know the Irish dialect. But in the book, she has brothers.
Oh. That's completely different.
Also, in the book, she went a little further than just flirtations with Donald Gleason's character.
Oh my god. What'd you say?
I would have been pissed. I'm not on. Anyways, go ahead.
I would have been mad at her, but at the same time, give me more Donald Gleason.
You just love Donald Gleason.
You know how I feel about that stuff.
Yes, I know. I think that's one thing I'm glad they took out.
Yeah, because I was really scared because it was looking like that for a little while, that she was going to cross the line there. And I was like, girl, you're married.
Also, poor Donald Gleason, like, he had just told her, like, yeah, I was with a girl and it didn't work out. And then she, like, writes him no and leaves him on the doorstep. I'm like, sorry, man.
He looks so sad.
I gotta go to America. And he's like, oh. Strike two. I'll just have this big house by myself.
Also, I was like, damn, I'll take the house. Like, I'll buy it from you, whatever.
No, I'll take him and the house.
I feel like he's an eligible bachelor. There's another one.
He's a There'll rich white more. Guy. He's fine.
There'll be more there. So it's not the end of the line for him.
He's aight.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I like that.
I knew you were gonna like it.
It was so great. So cute. Saoirse Ronan with like reddish brown hair and like all the pops of color she was wearing. I was so happy that once she came over, like her wardrobe evolved and she was wearing bright colors and like yellow and green and blue, and it was so pretty. So pretty.
She was speaking on that, the director, John Crowley, had three distinctual visual movements in the film.
Uh-huh.
The first one is when she's first in Ireland, a lot of close, tight shots, a lot of green tones.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get the first wide shot until we see Brooklyn is the first wide shot.
Yeah!
And then more color is introduced, and it's bright and vibrant, and it matches the place. And then when she goes back to Ireland, there's more color. It's a little more elegant. It's a little more glamorous because she feels glamorous now, and she is more glamorous and
it's a little more desirable.
Yeah. So I watching that and seeing those movements was nice.
It was really great. Yeah, I like the color story that he told with that, because it was very evident that was part of the plot, part of the character there.
Yeah, the Ireland in the beginning was very dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
And then when she came back and she was more of herself.
Yeah.
It was a brighter, more vibrant Ireland.
Yeah, because she had, like, come into, like, who she really was as a person and what she wanted. And she wasn't just, like...
She was a woman now.
Yeah, she was grown. She has, like, a skill and a career.
And a husband. Great.
And a husband.
That's incredible. What makes her a woman.
Oh my God.
I mean, back then. Yeah.
So somehow, sorry, this is a little off topic, but somehow on my YouTube, all of my ads are from this one account where she's like, why it's good to be a modest wife and ways to live a modest life. And I'm like, why the fuck is this on my YouTube?
How did you get to that from what I'm sure you're searching? Like, that's not what it is. That's not what I think you're looking for.
So I clicked, like, stop showing me this ad, like, three times. And then finally it came up as something to follow. And I was like, no, block this fucking account. I don't know why you're showing me this.
Ew.
YouTube's talking to you.
Yeah, YouTube. No. her roommate on the boat ride, first her boat ride into Brooklyn, so great. I love her hair, I love her fashion, everything about her. She looks so wonderful. I was like, I like this lady. This lady's cool.
She's the you of the film.
She was a what?
She's the you of the film.
Oh, thanks. I like that. Thank you. I love it. Megan from Mad Men was in this movie.
Who's that?
Doing almost nothing. The lady at the store that Saoirse worked at.
Oh, her manager store, or whatever. Manager. Oh, okay.
She was fine.
Okay.
But, I mean, she was there. She was cute. Whatever.
The pause. Now this has got me on a thing. So you're that character from the boat. You're Eilish, Crystal. Because
me?
You actually moved to New York on your own.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you are!
And I'm the annoying Irish girl that shows up later.
With a big hair
and nobody wants to take out.
No, you're not. No. Stop it,
bitch. I've invited you out so many times.
Or I'm the friend that's left back in Ireland.
But you got married.
But you got married.
Hey, but it's Donald Gleason.
Swim in the ocean and with Donald Gleason. So, yeah. I mean, even though he's...
Whatever. So, that's so funny.
That just made me laugh. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Jim Broadbent, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Also great. Any other year, and I could have put him in supporting actor too. Because I was he was wonderful.
Put him there. Yeah, you put him there.
He was great. I really liked him. He did his thing.
Yeah, take Christian Bale out. That's fine.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of them yet, so I'm still like.
Well, take Christian Bale and put in Steve Carell.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah.
Who else is there? Tom Hardy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone and Mark Ruffalo. So once I see all of these, I'll be able to judge better. But so far, Jim Broadbent is on my supporting actor list. And what's her name? Dame Judi Dench.
Julie Walter.
Dame Judi Walter. Because I can't say all those words together at the same time.
Julie Walter.
Julie Walters.
Julie. Dame Judi. Julie Walter.
Good job.
Pop it out. Julie Walter.
It's really hard to say sometimes. I don't know why putting Dame in front of everything else makes it complicated. Okay, so there was a dress she wore that the lady on the boat told her to wear, the brown polka dot dress. Oh my God. That was the cutest shit I've ever seen. My mom actually used to have one of those back in the 80s. She has old pictures of it.
That's true.
Except it was like bigger polka dots because that was the style. I was like, I really want one of those. And I saw one actually, I don't know, on Amazon a while back, but of course it wasn't in my size. And like,
make it.
I know, but
you can sew. You're a seamstress.
Blah, 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 whatever. anyways, I want it. I want it because it's so cute. All of her fashions, the blue dress, the yellow dress.
Yeah.
Dress. I was like, oh my God, Anna would love that.
and I do.
Even her like scarves, the red scarf that she wore for Christmas, so pretty. Okay, so I want to bring back wearing like house robes, like really fancy house robes, like just lounging around the house. They were so pretty. They were like embroidered on the lapels and they were like these nice cool tones. I was like, I need to buy one.
Well, get one, start wearing one around the house.
I know, I need to look for it. I got stuck on DSW because I was looking through all the shoes that I wanted to buy and couldn't.
Girl, if it wasn't so hot in my apartment, I would be living in my robe. During the winter, I do live in my robe. It's perfect.
I really want one.
Except mine's ugly. It's not anything cute.
I'll try to find a cute one.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind like a long, elegant one.
What's the name of the dumb bitch grocery store lady?
Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly. Yeah. Fucking Miss Kelly.
She's an asshole.
But you can see that she's obviously stealing from her community because her home looks beautiful. Her home.
Right?
The set design was beautiful.
The dark greens and the dark blues and all the decor.
I love the different types of wallpaper. Just everywhere. That was really nice. Oh,
it was beautiful and it was dark and it looked so lush. It's like, all right, this is why she overcharges, so she can get all this shit for her house.
I mean,
what a rude bitch. I did not like her.
Anything else? Anna? No.
So in the beginning, whenever she was with her friend and they were going to go to a dance or a bar or something, I was like, you know what? Low-key, like, Saoirse Ronan, like, gives me gay vibes in almost every movie that she's in.
She's going to be in a gay movie, too.
She is with Kate Winslet. Although
really?
I mean, it was supposed to come out this year.
Who knows now?
Who knows now? But Kate Winslet looks a little... I don't know who was doing her hair
that movie,
but she looks a little... I was like, someone did not... This is not the right shade for her.
Oh,
she's still beautiful. But I was like, her hairdresser.
Uh-oh.
Was after her that day or something.
Oh no.
But it's supposed to be a beautiful film. We'll see whenever it comes out in 20 years.
I don't know. The most beautiful film I've seen was The Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I've yet to see anything better. Literally the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't think
in
anything, my life. I don't think anything will ever top how beautiful it was to see that in the cinema. Like,
oh yeah, it was great.
I'm sorry, Anna.
Not your fault.
That was the second to last film I ever saw in theaters. Wow.
Wow. I think mine was Birds of Prey. Yes. My last one was the best.
Honestly.
Shout out to James McAvoy. Yeah, I honestly think that's the best, the most beautiful movie I've ever seen in my life. I know that sounds like a huge like compliment, but
it is a compliment.
Like cute, but like the biggest compliment. I feel like visually it was beautiful and the story was beautiful. Everything about it was beautiful. It's just I have yet to see anything that surpassed it. 5 stars, orange heart, all of it. Like
orange heart?
Yeah, on Letterboxd.
Oh yeah.
Duh.
I'm on there enough. I should know.
Anyways, yeah. So I think it's, yeah.
Although, the one of the last shots of this movie was Saoirse Ronan against a brick wall in her beautiful outfit and the sun shining on her.
Gorgeous.
I was like, that man's about to have a heart attack and fall over because this is the most stunning visual of her I've seen in this whole movie. I'm like, if he was not in love already, she's going to knock him out. And she did. That hug that they gave each other, it was so like, oh, they embraced. It was beautiful. So cute. Anyways.
So where does this rank for you?
Oh, shit.
Easy.
What have I watched?
I know. I had to go back and think about it. So for me, it's number 3 is The Big Short. Okay. Number 2 is Bridge of Spies. And number 1 is Brooklyn.
I'm going to go with the bottom, Bridge of Spies, then The Big Short, and then Brooklyn.
Joy, yours must be so different.
Yeah. Yeah, with 3 of them, there's only so many ways it can go. I think the bottom is The Big Short, then Bridge of Spies, then Brooklyn.
Oh my gosh, twinsies.
So surprised.
It'll be different probably next episode.
What's next?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So all yeah, right. I'm excited to watch next movies for sure.
The next half is
It's pretty quality. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be mad about having to watch these.
You are you're not or you are?
I'm not.
Me neither. Like I think I might purchase some of these for my own collection, except for maybe Spotlight. But, yeah,
that's so. The one I own.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
But whatever, we had to do it to watch it.
I'm really excited to watch a lot of these. Oh my god, especially when we get
anyway.
Anyways, yeah, thanks. Yay! That's those are our thoughts on Brooklyn.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you next week.
That's right.
Joy, you look scared.
What? Sorry, I blanked out for a second.
Just looking at me like this.
Are you okay? Do you need a minute?
I was just,
Did you fall asleep?
Maybe.
Did you pass out?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.